Now through March 26th, First Stage in Tysons, Virginia, is producing the play How the Light Gets In by E.M. Lewis, the author of the previous hit Duck Harbor. This play, set against the backdrop of a peaceful Japanese garden, centers on four people who, despite evident differences, build a community of love and hope. I'm joined by two of the performers, Tanya Beckman and Jacob Ye, to share more insight into the play and the production. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
So you just got extended through March 26th. I gather everything's going well?
Yeah, I think so. Good as the first weekend can go.
How have audiences been responding to the play?
They've been very responsive. Every audience is different, and so the show is different every night, but really seem to be taken with the story that we're telling, and it's been great so far.
And Jacob, for you?
It's been really nice, especially for a slower piece like, it's a quieter piece, it's a softer piece. It's nice when you can actually hear audible engagement from the audience, laughter for the funny parts. But then in some of the more poignant moments, they've been with us. And we've actually had the privilege of also having younger audiences, and they have been a little more vocal than some of our typical older audiences. And that's lovely. And it makes for a really interesting dynamic.
The playwright E.M. Lewis has shared that this story emerged when she was in a very dark and challenging time personally. I think many of us can relate right now. But how do you each find the light in that potential darkness?
I think everybody in our own lives, we've all been touched by various tragedies and traumas. And the nice thing about this play is it's not manipulative, and it doesn't feel exploitative in how it addresses it, but it allows everybody to really come and bring in their own things. Not to spoil anything, but, you know, it does talk about cancer. My mother and my grandmother both went through cancer. It talks about loss and trauma, and I think everybody's bringing those things to the table, but in a way that it's a healthy way to process. Alex has been telling us, Alex, the director, narcissistic director of First Stage, has been telling us that people have been sharing a lot of their own private stories afterwards and really wanting to talk after the show, which is just lovely. That's all you could hope for.
And Tanya, how do you find your way through that, especially when you're playing a character who could easily be mistaken for a proxy for the playwright herself?
In terms of playing the playwright, she has been pretty open about how some of it is based on her, but she put herself in all the characters and that none of the characters are her at the same time. So I think she was definitely inspired by her situation, but I just let it be the fictional character that I hear from her that it is, you know, and I trust in that. In terms of finding the way through it, I think of the play as four people's journey out of grief. And so I find it to be a very joyful play about how we reach toward each other when we need to end isolation and end the darkness. So it's really quite moving and fun and beautiful to go through the journey that the character does every night. And each scene is like a step toward the light. And I love doing it. I find it very, I don't know, empowering is not the right word, but something like that.
You too can make that journey Thursday through Sunday through March 26th at First Stage in Tysons, Virginia. More information at firststage.org. That's 1ststage.org. Tanya and Jacob, thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thanks, Gavin.